Road salt is taking a back seat to greener de-icing alternatives. In Focus on Technology, hear about fruit, flower, and vegetable waste that may be coming to a state near you. This is 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. Sean Shee first began looking to locally sourced plants as natural de-icers because of a salt shortage in Alaska. The Washington State University project snowballed into a cornucopia of sustainable byproducts of agricultural waste. In Alaska, it was peony leaves. In the state of Washington, it's skins from grapes, cherries, and more.
The skin of apple, apple pomace, and also even dandelion, Kentucky bluegrass, all sorts of, you know, strange feedstock materials.
Welsh's is donating grape skins for the ongoing study. Through a two-week chemical degradation and natural fermentation process in Shee's lab, the grape skins don't produce any waste. If the product was used on a larger scale, Shee says he would find ways to reduce the lab time. The grape extract would still be mixed with salt.
But what we're doing is introducing 20% less salt into the environment while boosting the performance of the salt brine. At the same time, minimize the potential risk to water bodies.
When salt enters bodies of water, it can spur the growth of microbes, which consume oxygen. Beet juice does the same thing.
You know, I'm sure you've read, like, they can extend the longevity of the salt brine on the roadway, and they tend to work better under cold temperature and all that. But there's one concern, you know, because beet juice still contains a significant amount of organic compounds which pose a risk to water bodies.
Ohio no longer uses beet juice, but instead a product called beet heat, said to be greener and made mostly of sugars. So what's next for Shee and his agricultural waste research?
So our next step is we're planning some field demonstration on campus of Washington State University. And then once we have that data, then we plan to work with the cities and counties to do some demonstration sites in California, in the state of Washington, and also in the state of New York, at least.
He's had a lot of interest. The challenge communities face is turning flowers, fruits, and vegetables into de-icers is 80% more expensive than using salt brine. Shee points to the cost of repairing roads and bridges, an estimated $5 billion a year in the U.S. from the harm traditional treatments cause. He admits these are tough choices.
The agencies are trying their best to do a good job, you know, with whatever they have available. But they're facing very tough situations, you know, because there's always a funding constraint. You know, agencies tend to have to buy the cheaper products, but then in the long run, the society, you know, the user community actually are paying for the long-term hidden costs.
This would cut salt use by 20%. Shee says his grape extract outperformed commonly used de-icers, including road salt and a blend of salt brine and beet juice. Shee says it melts ice faster than other de-icers and causes significantly less damage to concrete and asphalt. His research is published in the December issue of the Journal of Materials in Civil Engineering. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.